Hello, everyone. You know what time it is. I got my caffeine ready in my squeaky chair. It's time for the round two qualifier recording. Let's jump right in to the word file. First off, Ritual, welcome. Welcome to this contest. Now, let's get into some good stuff. I think you have this really, frankly, bad habit of just kind of listing things and listing a lot into a scene. Things don't feel integrated when I read this. The flow is essentially, he did this, then he did that, and then this happened, and then this. Even though you have the seeds of something genuinely entertaining, you need to work on this integration to make things flow a bit more seamlessly with your style. It'll help improve the entertainment value immensely. You also need to work on your quotation mark grammar and execution. When you have different speakers, it necessitates a fresh line break. You didn't do that here, and it kind of tanked the readability. It's a good start, but you'll have to make improvements. And, frankly, when it comes to first-time participants, you didn't do a bad job with this piece. You have no idea what to expect from me, and I realize this. So, it was a good first effort, and now hopefully you have some better idea as to what I exactly expect. Moving on down, Yumi. This was interesting, and I'll give you props for establishing a stream that just spills upon the page like a haphazard mess. It's a unique approach, and at least it hasn't been pulled out of the hat in a very long time. I really can't remember. So, while this certainly deals a nice hand in creativity and style, it makes it a hard sell entertainment-wise. I couldn't really find a beat in this piece, so to speak. It was just really hard to see a natural flow in the Renegade Downpour, and I guess that can fall either way. I'm either going to find that immensely entertaining, or I'm going to kind of step back and say, huh. And in some respects, I stepped back and said, huh. This was a worthy effort, though. Definitely noble. It wasn't bad, but I think you need to do a little bit more to keep the audience interested. Just the way this flowed, there was a bit of unnecessary repetition, in my opinion. It just needed something a little bit more, I guess, is the best way to say it. But again, you know, it was a nice effort, so I'm not complaining too much. I'm nitpicking the little shit. PK, your execution and writing is always top-notch, but I just have to say that again, you're not really winning me over with fanfiction. I have no idea what's happening in this series. I don't give a shit about the characters because I don't know who they are. I think this could have also frankly gone under a nice hearty dose of condensing to narrow it down to something digestible for me. Your descriptions, of course, are excellent, inviting, and intriguing, and you kept me involved and interested for a large start of this opener, but then it went off into the, you really need to have some sort of knowledge of the backstory of these characters, and I don't. That's kind of a problem, and you should know this. So, I think if you tweaked it a little bit for your target audience, namely me, it would have done a bit better than it did. But, of course, you write well, it just essentially puts you in contention regardless of what the hell you send me, which I guess isn't exactly the most encouraging thing to say. Fuck, you know this shit. Anyway, moving on. VOC. I love the opener. Witty, dripping within your face. There's a lot going on here, but I think you kind of put the intensity gradient in the wrong direction. I love it, but it just slows down and becomes less engaging to me as it goes. Your message here was clear and well-written, but you kind of want that arrow to flow the opposite way unless you have something truly mind-altering, earth-shattering to drop at the end, and you didn't. So, the gradient needs some work. I want the intensity to become more exciting and more inviting as I go, not kind of lull off. You should know this shit. You've been around longer for PK. I mean, both of you should know how this shit works. Come on. Utora. You pack power, and I always enjoy your reads. Grammatically, you know your craft, and entertainment-wise, I can pretty much always count on you. But honestly, something struck me with this piece of yours, and that was that it was familiar. It just didn't feel quite like Utora. It honestly felt like TLM, to be frank. And while that's not necessarily a bad thing, I'm going to toss the warning anyway, and this is kind of universal to everyone. GDW is not the time for ruts or old tricks. It's the time to push me with new. PK, I'm looking back to you with your fan fiction. Anyway, back to you, Tora. I'm a bit discouraged, I guess. You most certainly wrote this, but it doesn't have your trademark stamped on it. All the same, it's a great piece, and I enjoyed it, but that one opinion of mine in particular as to the, I guess, signature of this piece struck me as strong and worthy of emphasis. Eris, stop, look, listen, why? I've received a handful of essays like this in the past, and very few have done well. In fact, I think there's only been one. They almost always have involved some sort of excellent satire which served as the basis of entertainment. This was just a snooze fest. I'm going to go through and document the numerous ways in why this wasn't a good idea, not only for your education, but frankly for everyone else. One, don't tell me, well, oh, I didn't finish the piece I wanted, so here's some bullshit essay. That's like telling a CEO, well, we're sorry, we can't hire your first or second choice, but here's your third. No, you just don't do that. Two, I'm a scientist. I have no shortage of boring shit things to read. I literally do it every day. Every day. Three, I wasn't part of this class. If I have to go through external links just to have a chance of grappling with the context of this work, then it's probably not the best thing to submit. Now that I've gotten those 3 points out of the way, here's the problem. Can you guess? This was boring. Entertainment is just out the window. It was a class assignment in which you were essentially reiterating facts. There's not much room for creativity or originality there. No, there isn't. Once upon a time, I was given an assignment in military history to argue if the Civil War was the first modern war or the last Napoleonic. And I went in there and I stunned the shit out of my professor when I said both assertions were utter bullshit and the war was merely an example of military evolution. Now, if something similar to that were going on in this piece, I could say okay, but there isn't. There's just... Nah. You put together a nicely edited thing, so it gets some points for that, but... Come on, you gotta get back to basics here and produce something that's an entertaining, fun, inspiring read. Don't give me this. Just, no. Just shaking my head. Anyway, moving on now from my horrible rant. Black Gabriel. Well, now BG, you've made this interesting. Grit. Interestingly subtle in between the non-subtle chaos going on in the backdrop of your work here. I can find things to complain about. The interesting bits of the scenery aren't quite described in the detail that I might particularly like. I would kind of want maybe a little more given the sheer graphic grit that you have just weighing with its gravity upon us all. And the shift to the arrest frankly comes off a bit quick to my taste. But honestly, your piece just stands out this round, and since I've already announced it, you won it. That's obviously a good sign. Frosted. This was okay, but I'm not a big fan. Your description is pretty nice, and I get glimpses of imagery here, but I can't help but feel like you held back a bit. I just get this heavy feeling in my stomach that screams, this is fine, but it's not GGW time caliber. Unload. You've had a couple of great pieces in the past 3 contests. I'm looking for growth. Don't step back, you gotta step forward. Give me something that draws me in, nails the point, nails the intensity. This had flashes, but I want the full brilliant picture developed. I want to watch the crushed worm burst open, its entrails shred like trash upon the open pavement, baked on that oven between the harsh realities of burning asphalt and worn rubber, not just giving it with the cookie cutter cut line. You get me? That's what I want. I want the grit. The power, stamina, science. My boss was in town. I think I just had a minor fake aneurysm. But you get my point. It's no surprise at this juncture, Black Gabriel did in fact win this round. Fairly good pieces overall. You guys know what to do. This is no surprise. We're going into round three. Blow my mind. I'm waiting. Now, in the meantime, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!